Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is open mic. Now, what that means, this is the first time we've done it in nearly 2 years of broadcasting. It means it's going to be a rambling, random, off the top of my head show with no particular topic. And I'm going to offer the same opportunity to my guests, of which my regular guests, I believe, if they actually show up, will be all present. So we will have Wayne Levine for the men's room, Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap, and Jim Scheinberg for from North Pier Fiduciary Management for Family Financial Matters. Usually, we base the topic on my column of the week, which this week is called Interviewing Britney. And I chose to use that provocative title because I actually interviewed Sophie. Now, Sophie doesn't sound as good as interviewing Britney and won't show up in search engines. And if you don't know what a search engine is, you're probably not on Twitter or Facebook either. So I was just explaining to Richard that every now and then, from my showbiz background, I like to do a stunt. And I like to do something that's fun, doesn't hurt anybody. So I decided to name the title of this week's column, of which we are not talking about it, Interviewing Britney. And I misspelled Britney when I first did it, thinking Britney was with two T's. And then I checked it out, and Britney Spears, of course, is with one T. So I changed it to one T, and I'm hoping that will bring in all sorts of people that will then be totally frustrated that I baited and switched them on them. But I do say that in the very first thing you read when you get to the website that's carrying it, which is all over the place, but in particular on BruceSalen.com, right under an absolutely gorgeous, sexy photo of Britney Spears, I go, no, not that Britney. And then you read the article, which is a real-life interview, but I protected her name because I felt it appropriate, of an 18-year-old girl that I met and had just some interesting things to say about life, and it was fascinating to me. She had was doing homeschooling on her own, away from home at a ski resort, Mammoth Mountain in California, where I ski regularly. And I met her on the chairlift, and lo and behold, she tells me that she's there on her own. She's working at two different jobs, and she's finishing up her high school diploma on her own. I'm going, well, how did that happen? Your parents let you? Yeah, my parents let me. And I said, I need to know more about this. And I ended up interviewing this young gal who turned out to be absolutely charming and mystifying. So if you want to read that interview, please go to BruceSalen.com or just look up A Dad's Point of View, and you'll probably find it on a website near you. I want to also remind you that every Thursday night, I host a live tweet chat. Now, tweet chats are a new phenomenon. If you're not on Twitter, you probably don't know what it is, but it's kind of the modern day, or the more modern day, because this is, of course, all modern day, equivalent of chat rooms. When the internet first came on the scene, there were a lot of chat rooms, and those were kind of like, you used to be able to call these numbers, what do they call them? Party lines. That's what they were called, party lines. Chat rooms were the first internet equivalent of a party line, and tweet chats are the internet equivalent of a party line chat room via Twitter. And the way you do a tweet chat is you create, if you're the host, which I am, a name. In my case, it's Dad Chat, D-A-D-C-H-A-T. And as a Twitter person, you then follow the chat by including at the end of every tweet the hashtag, which is the number sign, followed by the name of the chat, in this case, Dad Chat. So you put hashtag, and then there are certain programs that you can do to isolate only tweets that come through that have the Dad Chat hashtag. And it's a fascinating thing. It's I joined one called Blog Chat, which is hosted by Mac Collier, C-O-L-L-I-E-R, M-A-C-K-C-O-L-L-I-E-R. And I also joined one called CM Chat. That's C like country, M like music, C-H-A-T chat, hosted by an incredibly dynamic internet personality and real life personality. Her name is Jessica Northey, J-E-S-S-I-C-A-N-O-R-T-H-E-Y. And she has, 150,000 or more followers. And she hosts this tweet chat in which real life major country music people show up. Next week, she is having the Oak Ridge Boys, and anybody can join it. It's a fascinating thing. Now, those chats, Blog Chat and CM Chat, will have literally hundreds of people that participate in the 1 hour of the chat, and they will potentially create, because of the chat, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2, 3, 4, or 5,000 tweets within 1 hour. Now, you do the math. 3,600 tweets is one per second. You try to follow that and pay attention and be smart. It's a challenge. And Dad Chat has not gotten to that level yet. So if you want to go easy, you'll try Dad Chat. We get about 600, 700, 800 tweets per hour, which still is 10 or more per minute. And we have 50 or 60 or 70 people that participate. So it's to wet your feet, you might want to try that. Again, I want to tell you, you can always find me at BruceSallon.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Sallon. And you can follow and like, as they say in Facebook lingo, the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have 4,000 plus moms and dads from all over the world. It's a wonderful community, and I have regular features that I post there that I promise you will enjoy. It is time for another life lesson, our Dad's Point of View 1 minute featurettes.
You got to action to with the positive elimi. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
All right.
You got to.
I'm Bruce Sallon, and this is A Dad's Point of View. The only thing I control is what I eat for breakfast. We all want the illusion of having control, but the sooner we let go of that, the better off we'll be. Let's face it, we don't have much control of things other than how we react. The great Viktor Frankl said it so well in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, that the only thing he controls is his attitude to what happens to him. In his case, he was a victim of the Holocaust, where the Nazis literally controlled every aspect of his life. So in comparison to him, I have had it easy. So I learned from him and don't expect to control much, except my attitude. I'm Bruce Sallon. You can find me at BruceSallon.com. And please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Sallon, that's one of you.
Welcome back to the Bruce Sallon Show. That was yet another life lesson, the only thing I control. I like to say the only thing I control is what I eat for breakfast. I have pancakes today, and I even remember that. There will be a new artist for the A Dad's Point of View comic strip and a new name. It will premiere on Thursday, September 22nd, and I am looking for a new name. There are three contenders. Because I Said So, Dad, D-A-A-A-A-A-D, and Oh My G Dad. So, I would like to do, Oh My G of course means Oh My God. I would like to get votes. Please let me know via Twitter, at Bruce Sallon, or Bruce@BruceSallon.com, which title you prefer, Because I Said So, Dad, or OMG Dad. By the way, if you come up with a better name, you will win a copy of my book and the limited edition poster. My producer, Richard Dugan, is telling me it is time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is The Bruce Sallon Show, A Dad's Point of View, and we'll be right back.
Bruce Sallon, you know the-